In Big Trouble by Laura Lippman, narrated by Deborah Hazlett.
Prologue. A sign hangs next to the cradle of Texas Liberty, reminding visitors that concealed firearms are not permitted on the grounds. She stops and examines this as if it were new to her, although the sign has been posted for several years now. "Don't bring your gun to the Alamo," she intones, to see how it sounds out loud, then laughs, startling a little boy.
"Mama, that lady is talking to herself. Mama!"
"Don't bring your gun to the Alamo." A nice phrase, but it doesn't make the cut. She won't record it in one of her little notebooks, the ones where she keeps her lists of first lines, fragments of poems, names for everything. Names for bands, names for songs. Names for the children she'll never have, and titles for the memoirs she'll never write. Although her story packs some shock value, even in these jaded times. Oprah would need a whole week to get it all in. Within the walls, it's like being in a shallow dish, azure sky above, the taller buildings crowded around, dwarfing the Spanish Mission, which isn't very big to begin with. She walks through the gardens, noting the placement of each plant, each bench, each sign. Change is not to be tolerated. She picks up a cup with a little electric blue raspa juice inside and drops it in the trash, as fastidious in her own way as the Alamo's keepers, the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. It is a shrine, and not only to Texas Liberty. A shrine to her, to them. She even brings the same breakfast every time. 2 barbacoa tacos, coffee, an elephant ear, and the Sunday paper. She gets the pastry, while the tacos are for him.